to deal with human sin. It's an old-fashioned concept, isn't it? Sin. It's not a difficult idea to get a hold of, and it's not a difficult thing for us to be able to identify with. Sin is just the Bible's word for the stuff that we do that we know is wrong. The stuff that we do and then we bury it. The stuff that we do and then we hide it away. The stuff that we do and then we lie about it because we don't want anybody else to find out about it, and we don't want anyone else to find out about it because we know we shouldn't be like that. That's sin. And it causes a problem. You know, the biggest problem that we have, in the Bible at least, the biggest problem that we have is that God is good. Sounds a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? It's like, well, God's good. Why is that a problem? Well, it's a problem because we aren't. God is good. In fact, God is so good. He's so intensely good. God is the very definition of good. In fact, the Bible says He is so pure. His goodness is so intense that he can't have anything in His presence that falls short of that goodness. Which is a problem. Because I'll tell you now, every one of us in this room falls short of the goodness of God. It's the defining characteristic of this king who comes riding on the donkey, isn't it? He has righteousness. He's the very embodiment of all that is right. He never did anything that he needed to hide away or lie about. He never did anything that he felt embarrassed of or ashamed of or regretted or wished he hadn't said. Or wished he hadn't done, or wished he hadn't thought. And so you have this God who is so intensely good, who has this raging purity that cannot have in his, he can't have connection with anything that falls short of his goodness. And you have us who fall short of that goodness. And in the Bible, that's a problem. It's a problem that we are disconnected from God. It's a problem that we are alienated from God. It's a problem that we fall short of being the people that God has called us to be. It's a problem. It's a problem because it cuts us off from everything that we were designed to be. It cuts us off from the life that we were supposed to live. It cuts us off from the destiny that we were supposed to embrace. And Jesus comes as a human being to deal with a human problem. To deal with the problem of our sin, of our falling short of the goodness that characterizes God. And because He deals with that problem when He dies at the cross, the reason for our alienation from God, it no longer exists. And so the great invitation that beats at the heart of Christmas is, you don't need to stay away from God anymore. Because the thing that meant you were alienated from Him is gone. It's been dealt with. Jesus takes it. He takes it with him into death, and he leaves it there when he is resurrected again. That sin, that stuff that we do wrong, that litany of failure and falling short is no longer what defines us, and it is no longer what defines our relationship with God. And the invitation is now in Christ, because of who Christ is and what he has done, the invitation is to come back into relationship with God, to reconnect with God, to reconnect to the life of God, to the reality of God, to the meaning, the purpose, and the dignity that that relationship will give you. It's why Christmas is a time of celebration. You know, the reading we just had from Zechariah starts with the command to rejoice. Christmas is a time of joy. It's a time of feasting, it's a time of giving gifts. And, you know, all of that happens because we have this foundation in the church that says, look, in this moment, Jesus is coming to deal with the problem that we can't deal with ourselves. He's coming to open up for us a way back into relationship with God. You see, the story of God does not finish at the manger in Bethlehem. In fact, the story of God doesn't even finish at the cross in Jerusalem at Easter. The story of God runs on through history until we become part of it. Until we are written into the story. You see, Christianity, Christianity is not about religion. Christianity is not about morality. Christianity is about something far more profound than that. This is about connecting with God. This is about God stepping into our lives. And this is about us stepping into the life of God. Can you imagine, just for a moment, imagine the power of that? God connects with my life. Imagine the possibility that that opens up for change, for transformation, to become a different kind of person. To become the kind of person who learns not to do those things that we then feel we need to lie about and hide away. Yeah, somebody who shares the rightness and the goodness of God. That would give us a very different kind of future. But the danger is that we insulate ourselves from that power. Because, you know, it's a really nice story. But we keep it locked away in history. We keep it far away from us, distant from us. Hold it at arm's length. We can think of all kinds of sophisticated reasons for doing that and excuses that justify it. But at the end of the day, we want to keep that story as far away from us as possible. We want to keep that baby in the manger at Bethlehem. Because that way we can just dismiss it as a nice idea. But there are millions of people all over the world tonight who are celebrating Christmas who know that this is more than a nice idea. There are people in this room who know it is more than just a nice idea. Because we have connected with God. And God has connected with us. And that has changed us in ways we never thought possible. The story of Christmas is the story of a God who becomes like us so that we can become like Him. A God of humility. A God of goodness. A God of love. A God of compassion. A God of mercy. Imagine becoming like that. Imagine being part of a world that was like that. Don't hold this story at arm's length. Don't keep this baby locked away in history. Even tonight, as you come forward to receive the body of Christ, just ask. Just ask that the power of what God is doing in the Christmas story might be unleashed in your life. Tonight. Would you like to stand? Great company. The heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." Well, may the favor of God rest on you this Christmas. And may you know His peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Well, just before we come to the table of the Lord, why not just turn to the people around you, bless them with God's peace, and wish them a Merry Christmas.